And now to Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District, where there's some excitement, an open seat. Republican John Klein is retiring, and Democrats are hoping to flip the seat with their candidate Angie Craig, but she faces former right-wing radio host, the Republican Jason Lewis, who The Atlantic calls a mini-Trump. Mark Zdechlik of Minnesota Public Radio joins us from St. Paul for this week's District Profile, our look at congressional races across the country. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So get right to the Republican Jason Lewis. Was a controversial talk show host. In a 2012 broadcast, he said white people were committing political suicide because they weren't procreating at the same rates as Hispanic peoples. He's denigrated women, just about everybody. Tell us more about him.
Well, he is controversial. He's also was relatively popular among conservative Minnesotans. His radio show was very well known. So he comes into the race with not a lot of money, but a lot of name recognition. But as you note, a lot of baggage, plenty of ammunition for Democrats to dig up on him and point out things that he said in the past when he was working more as a kind of an entertainer and an analyst and an outside observer than a guy trying to secure actual votes.
Well, here he is talking about women voters. He said, you've got a vast majority of young single women who couldn't explain to you what GDP means. You know what they care about? They care about abortion. They care about abortion and gay marriage. They care about The View. They're non-thinking. All right, so that's Jason Lewis. But as you said, he's embracing it. Here's a recent ad.
I'm Jason Lewis. Every day on the radio for 20 years, we've talked about solutions to our biggest problems. Now, it's time to put words into action. But all the politically correct politicians do is attack people like you and me who want real change.
So, Mark Zdechlik, you say that'll resonate with people who really enjoyed his show. But what about with the party, the Republican Party?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure all this is going to resonate with people who enjoyed his show. What I'm saying is that he has strong, high name recognition. I should say, too, that the candidate says some of the things he said about women, comments suggesting owning slaves is a personal choice. He's saying that those are taken out of context, and Angie Craig is up with a brand new ad putting those very statements out to voters. It's unclear right now whether Republicans in that district will embrace Jason Lewis. We do know that that ad you ran just now came from his primary campaign. It was a spirited campaign, and he came out on top of that, if that's any indication of how deep his support is among Republicans there.
Well, Ed, we just want to note in the Atlantic article, they quote a deputy chair of the Minnesota Republican Party in February, you know, criticizing Lewis. But then once Lewis got the nomination, that same chair, Chris Fields, said, I back him. And so we'll see how that plays out. But meanwhile, there's Angie Craig, former executive at St. Jude Medical in Minnesota. Here's a recent ad from her.
At the company I help lead, our products save lives. I wanted to help our employees live better ones. I'm Angie Craig. That's what I did. Hiring, training, creating new opportunities.
So Mark Zdechlik, tell us more about who she is.
Well, she's a successful businesswoman. She is someone unlike Jason Lewis, who did not have a primary challenger. Democrats got behind her relatively early. She's raised more than $1.5 million. Jason Lewis has raised less than a third of that. She's talking about many of the things Democrats are talking about all over the country, trying to do things to help the middle class, improve the job market, you know, investing in infrastructure, creating jobs by rebuilding roads and bridges, and the list goes on.
Yeah, well, we understand as well that her family's been brought up as an issue. How so?
It's interesting. She is married to a woman. She has four teenage sons. It came up very recently in a Facebook post inviting Republicans to a county fundraiser. The person with the local county in southern Minnesota who put that post up also included some pictures of some candidates and their families, and she noted that there was a picture of Angie Craig with her same-sex partner playing a game with her four teenage sons. Jason Lewis very quickly put out a statement saying, personal private lives are off limits, and what should be talked about are the issues. So he got ahead of that very quickly. His background is more of kind of a libertarian background, too, that wouldn't necessarily concern itself with the social issues like that.
Mark Zdechlik, we're talking about Minnesota's 2nd Congressional District. Tell us about the district. What, you know, it's also a character in this.
It absolutely is. This district changed during the last round of redistricting. And John Klein's margins of victory changed rather dramatically. They were much closer after the redistricting following the 2010 census. It lost some conservative voters in the southern part of the district and gained some voters that might be more likely to vote Democratic in the northern part of the district. The district itself kind of spans from the southern Minneapolis-St. Paul suburbs down south well into more conservative farm country in southern Minnesota. But Democrats are so excited about this, not only because it's an open seat, but because the district is now a little bit more welcoming to Democrats than it had been prior to redistricting. And they also feel that with Trump at the top of the ticket, that's going to play in their favor.
Mark Sedeklik, correspondent for Minnesota Public Radio, talking about Minnesota's second. We'll watch this district closely. Mark, thank you.
You're very welcome.